Welcome to Hazzard County. Waylon Jennings tells the story of the Dukes of Hazzard starting Friday, January 26th.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
What's that noise I hear way off in the distance?
Careful, God.
You know, I was disappointed that the original throw happened before we started. But now he's treating America to what I got to see.
Austin, I didn't even see the throw the first time.
Yeah, you had gone, but yes. You're back now. What? And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'll do it like Jim Bohannon. And now, here's Mike.
Epson.
How's your printer?
Oh, that looks good. That looks good.
I want people to know that we were ready to go on time, but we had a little printer issue. Well, yeah, you were.
And I'm not, and I have a new rule in our house. Little effers aren't able to get into my office and use the one printer. I've purchased Mrs. O'Mara two printers in the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to use them. I don't know how to use them. So they're not, there's not a family printer. It's my business printer. It's now toast.
Yeah.
Because I'm not using that printer brand anymore.
Are you just going to leave that there for someone else to
find? I have to do it myself, pal.
I don't
what do you think? What do you think? I'm going to get the friggin' maid to pick it up? Do you think that's what I'm going to do? What do you think?
No, I mean, put it back on the table and wait until someone else has to print something.
No, I got to go replace. But I mean, it's just a drag, man. It's just,
what sucks the most is you bought.
I mean, the Epson, they all have their issues. They all suck. Hewlett-Packard, Epson, Canon, all of them, they suck. They purely suck, and I don't want to print crap anymore, and I will not be printing crap anymore.
The saddest thing, Mike, is that you just bought ink for it before you destroyed it.
Yeah, $62 cartridge of ink.
Money gone. And you know what? Epson can kiss my ass.
That will be going out of the company account and into my personal account today. I am embezzling $62 today.
We'll write you a check.
No, you don't have to write me a check. I can do it with a button. Yes, Josh.
A button.
A button.
The $62 button.
Are you going to, are you going to get a new printer or is it time to go digital paper?
I think it's got to be digital. I mean, I hate it, but I don't. I mean, it's just a question of doing it quickly.
I think iPads are now probably cheaper than a printer.
You're probably right. And I probably should, do that. I think that's fine.
You get an iPad free if you buy a Tesla. It comes right with it. So there'll be a good chance to get a new car as well.
How's your
why would they give your emphysema? An iPad?
You know what? I want to talk about it today.
What? Did you go to the doctor?
I did.
Would you want to talk about it now?
I can. Absolutely.
You've got a beautiful tan. Were you out in the sun without sunscreen again?
Well, I don't like sunscreen, Mike.
I think it should be a guessing game. What's wrong with Rob now?
Yeah, I went to the doctor. You know, I was battling a cough.
It's just allergies.
Most notably during the bonus show. Actually, there are allergies because there are watering eyes.
Okay, but you've got something serious.
And there were no allergies in Miami.
No, exactly. So I get to the doctor.
It's usually this time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, and she starts checking me out, and she says, have you had pneumonia? I said, yeah, a couple times. She says, well, it doesn't sound like that. Let's get you an x-ray to make
sure. That's nice.
But she said, to make sure, let's get an x-ray. So I go and I get a chest x-ray. And with almost delightedness, she comes in and she says, hey, did you know you have scoliosis? I said, yeah, I do. Thanks. It's a gift from my mother. What about my lungs? She says, nope, you don't have any pneumonia.
Did she say you might have had it at some point? I mean, you were dealing with somebody else in the family and you probably were ignoring your health in a different way than you normally ignore.
That's actually something that brought up. She says, what have you been doing lately that might have caused this? And I mentioned that I was caring for my dying father. And she said, oh, so your resistance might be worn down a bit. I said, yeah, I would think so. There's a chance. But
she sounds like a real rocket. Is this a real doctor?
It's patient first. It was a real doctor within a mythical setting. That's how it was.
What does that mean?
Inside that, a CVS booth? What are you talking about?
No, because patient first is one of those like minute clinics. And it's
I just asked if you saw a real doctor.
I did see a real doctor, yeah, but I'm saying that I don't necessarily enjoy the setting because it is very factory-like.
Is it because of the quality of care, maybe?
No, there I've actually always gotten good care there. But the thing, to try to get a doctor's appointment with a GP, it's a month. It's 3 weeks. And, you know, you can go on a waiting list, which I did, and no help there. So I go in. And she says, you know what it is? It's bronchitis. I said, oh, that's new. I don't know that I've ever had bronchitis before.
Hold on. You have chronic bronchitis. You have it every year.
Well, maybe. I don't know. It's never been diagnosed as bronchitis.
Why are you, it's the first when time it a comes doctor's to, found you're, it. You're a relatively smart guy. Why do you not? You get this every year.
Yeah, but it's never been diagnosed as bronchitis before. It usually is a sinus infection. That's how it normally works out anyway. So she says, also, you have a slight fever, like 99.5 when I sat down there. And I said, yeah, I've had a little fever this week, but
did
only
you take
in the
stairs?
Because that would make me sick, right?
No, that would make your temperature go up.
So no, Mike, the minute clinic is like a rambler. It's all one level.
Okay.
So I go in and she says, have you had a fever this week? I said, yeah, a little one at night. It gets worse at times. She said, like, how bad? I said, well, Wednesday and Thursday night, I was shivering. She says, well, that's not good. You've got an infection somewhere. But I said, every morning when I wake up, I'm fine. Temperature's normal, not shivering. And I assume it's gone. So she said, here's what we're going to do for you. We're going to give you Augmentin, which is a great, great kick-ass antibiotic. Yeah, kills everything.
What's
wrong with that?
Nothing. Just that.
No, you. There's something wrong.
Not my favorite.
Do you have a favorite antibiotic?
No.
Is there a reason this isn't your favorite?
Yeah, because I had a reaction to it one time.
Oh. So,
but that's all right. Long time ago.
What kind of reaction?
Well, it's not all that good for issues of the gut.
Oh, that's true. Okay. That's why you need to take probiotics with it.
Maybe. But go ahead.
But then for the first time in my life, to my knowledge, I was prescribed steroids. Prednisone. And it was amazing that probably within 3 or 4 hours of the first dose, the coughing had stopped. Probably 90%. It was really cool how fast it worked. But I then realized when I went to bed, two side effects of steroids. One is it will keep you up at night. Even if you're tired, you won't be able to sleep.
Make you puffy too.
Well, like Jerry got really puffy.
Yeah. That was Medrol. That was a steroid. Did they give you Medrol?
No, this is prednisone. But I'm only on it. Okay. It's a 6 week flight or 6 day flight. So, and it diminishes.
You're only on it for 6 weeks.
That's it. That's all.
But with the steroids and the Marsman, I'm just ready for the roid rage.
Oh, yeah. I'm laying in bed on Friday night and I am starved. And I look at the clock and it's like 2:30. I'm like, if I could just get to, let me go downstairs and see if there's something to eat. So I go down.
What health food did you avail yourself of?
Mike, this will make you laugh as it starts. The first thing I saw in the fridge was a head of cabbage. Oh. I said, God, that might be good. That's how hungry I was.
That's initiative. That's that because that requires a little preparation. You can't just bite into it like an apple.
Got out the cutting board and shredded up some cabbage, ate it. It was great. But basically, Mike, unrewarding.
Unrewarding.
Yes.
What did you do? You cut up the cabbage and did you cook it?
No, I just ate raw. I like raw cabbage.
Oh,
really?
Did you use a dressing or anything?
Nope. A little salt.
I guess that's coleslaw, essentially. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what it is.
So I ate maybe a quarter of a head of cabbage. And as I said, unsatisfying. Meaningless.
I can't imagine why that would be unsatisfying.
So then I looked around and more. I said, oh, you know what we have in here? We have Greek yogurt, and that has probiotics, so I probably should be having it anyway. Now it's 3 a.m, and I'm rustling around, and I find, we've got some honey. That'll make it nice. Oh, frozen blueberries. And so I get out the blender.
You make yourself a smoothie.
I did. It was so good that then I made another smoothie with strawberries. Mm-hmm. And still unsatisfied. Proud of myself.
You can run your blender at 3 a.m. and not wake up other people.
That was the only thing that was where the most shame was, the sound of the blender, because I didn't want anyone to come downstairs and say, "What the hell are you doing at 3 a.m. with the blender?"
Did you assume somebody would be awakened by that?
No, because the door is shut. It's on another floor.
Okay.
And the sound doesn't carry much of the house. But the dogs did come down to look at me. So after 2 smoothies, and I sat down and I was proud of myself, watching a new show on Netflix called Something Very Bad Is Going to Happen.
Uh-huh.
And I just said, this is not bad. It's now a little like after
3 a.m. on Saturday?
Friday.
Okay.
No, Friday going into Saturday. You're exactly right.
Okay.
And so
you got the munchies and you went for cabbage and a smoothie.
Yeah. Well, 2 smoothies. And then I said, you know what? I'm still a little bit hungry. And the dogs are now seated at either side of me because they know I'm going to eat again, and they'll probably get something. And
so
that's
had a quarter head of cabbage and 2 smoothies, and you're still hungry.
Yeah.
And what time is it now?
Now it's like 3:30, and I'm like 4 episodes into the show. It's a great show. And I said, you know what? And this is opportunity.
Do you think this is the steroids doing this?
Yeah, I've never done this before. Like, okay. Get up. I'm not even like a midnight snacker.
Okay.
I have to thank one of our listeners in Texas. His name is Daryl Avery. Daryl was kind enough in my time of mourning to send me 2 boxes of Booberry cereal, which I thought was a lovely gesture. Thank mm-hmm. you, Daryl. But now I'm down to 1 box of Booberry cereal because I also ate a box of Booberry cereal, and then I was full, and then I went to bed.
That's good and good for you.
Yeah,
the entire
it is.
Box.
What's
the
that?
Whole box at once?
Well, all but like 1 bowl. Yeah, I left some and I had that the next morning. And remember the mark, Mike, of if you're eating too much blueberry, I've seen this before.
It makes your poop blue.
No, green.
Green.
Because it mixes with brown.
And of all the stuff you ate, all the stuff you ate, that was the only really truly unhealthy thing that you ate.
Yeah, but the most satisfying.
Yeah. I think cereal... You know, they talk about a lot of things that aren't satisfying.
Yeah.
Say, for example, a regular McDonald's hamburger. Eat one of those. In 10 minutes, you're going to be
it
hungry.
It doesn't
count. It's not going to count.
Yeah.
But if you have a really good bowl of cereal or two, that will fill you up good, in my humble opinion.
And the first 2 bowls had banana in them.
Oh, we'll see, and that's even more filling. Boy, two big bowls with bananas? With banana. So was that bananas?
No, and banana. It was half for each.
Okay, so 1 banana for 2 bowls of cereal.
Exactly.
Perfectly okay.
Plus two smoothies.
And the cabbage.
How long did they think you'd had bronchitis? Because you've been dealing with this a long time. Were you honest with your doctor about this?
I said I was coughing in Florida 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
And she also said that that it probably has something to do with an infection in your body. Mm-hmm. So they worked together. But steroids are fantastic. They worked really fast. And so I'm better. I told Josh I feel better today than I have in weeks.
You sound like you're weak a little bit. Your throat.
My voice might be a little weak, weak. But I mean, as far as I feel great.
Okay, good. Well, that's good. So you've been treated, and I'm glad you got medical attention. And I think that's a very good thing that you took care of that. You know?
Sleeping better after that night?
Yeah. And I got up, and the cabbage worked. I'll just say that.
You know,
cabbage and blueberry.
Mrs. O'Mara can help you if you're having trouble with the sleep. You know, I'm taking this thing called Somorolin. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It's really cool. It's good. It's really helped. It's helped my sleep an awful lot. So she's got all those stuff. When you work for a telehealth company, they are not only. You know, it's like every week it seems they're coming up with some little thing. You know, I'm experimental. If I grow a third eye one day, you'll know that, something got to me. But it's fun. I like that.
I had trouble sleeping some years ago, I used a product called Smirnoff, and that helped me sleep.
See, there's nothing that makes me sleep worse than alcohol. which is really, really incredible.
Then you weren't drinking enough because
you drink to the point of passing out.
Well, no, you sleep until you're no longer affected by the alcohol, and then you wake up. That's like if you take NyQuil too early and you wake up at like 3 a.m. and you can't do anything but get up because the NyQuil has ceased to help you.
I suppose so, but taking medical advice from you is not a really kind of a slippery slope.
But you know, I don't take NyQuil anymore. I'm not allowed. Don't take Excedrin anymore. Not allowed.
Why not Excedrin?
Because of there are three different painkillers, and one of them taxes your liver. I think it's ibuprofen.
Okay.
Yeah, right, ibuprofen does.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And so, yeah, when I need to sleep, I just eat cabbage.
You know, with what you've been through, I can understand all this this going on. And it sounds like I think you've been pretty good about getting medical help when you needed it, right? I mean, you don't ignore
things. No, I mean, there was time when I did.
You don't need a necessarily healthy lifestyle as far as, you know, diet and exercise.
Well, I mean, you can say that. I'm still down 85 pounds from when I had my liver issues.
Okay.
I mean, I have put on a little weight, but still.
Yeah, you look good the last time I saw you. I mean,
thank you.
Yeah, but I just
and
think
you
that
too, Mike.
I think, yeah, but I mean, I don't consider myself somebody that, you know, is obsessed with eating correctly. I've been in a holding pattern way too long, and I know what I have to do, and I choose not to. And I mean, you know, there are people that are obsessed with it, and you can tell the way they look. The vast majority of Americans aren't. But I also think that there are ways of, there are people that ignore it. And if you ignore it, you're on a slippery slope. And it's
you
nice
have to
see
be in
you
touch.
Not, you know, you could have like gone a long time and said allergies, and that would have been, you know, look, I know because my old man had chronic bronchitis, which is a precursor to like COPD. Was that mentioned at all? Did they do any kind of breathing analysis on you at all? Were you had the little meter that you breathe into?
Didn't do a meter. She did check my lungs with the stethoscope while I was breathing.
The next
she
time you
no
got a regular,
yeah.
you go to your regular doctor, I would, you know, give them the lowdown.
Yes. I will. Well, absolutely. And I have an appointment. I think it's in fall of 28.
Well, that'll be just in time for the refill.
No, I do. I actually have an appointment, I think, at the end of April. So I will bring it up then. But you know what? I am a champion of steroids right now. And I saw it on my son when he had cancer. The amount of food he ate was extraordinary. For a 3-year-old, I have a picture of him eating a piece of pizza from Uno, a huge piece of pizza, and cradling a jar of peanuts like a teddy bear.
Uno was the pizza chain in the D.C. area, right?
Yeah. A Chicago-style pizza.
Or was that
pizza.
A national chain? I'm not even sure.
I think it was national.
I think it might have been, but they were prided on the thickness and the
it was a big heavy
big
duty
pizza.
So do you guys want to know about my baseball prediction for my legitimate baseball prediction for, and it has nothing to do with who will win the World Series, or do you want to hear about the early morning shopping trip with 2 12-year-olds?
Well, I'd like to ultimately hear both, but I think the most pressing story is the shopping story.
So the reason my printer got messed up in the first place is because Michael had his buddy Nick over, and Nick is a really good ball player, good athlete, actually, and they're thick as thieves. And after practice on Saturday, they both came over here, and they did an overnight. And there are friends that come over to Michael's house that are – none of them are, like, turbo needy at this age, but there are certain ones where – they're talking to you more than you would like them to. You know what I mean? Where they're in and out, and the kids aren't doing their own thing. It's more like, can you, do you have, can you? And
so they're asking stuff. They're not just like making conversation.
It's the needy level. There are needy and they're not. Nick and Michael, when they get together, it is a non-needy situation.
Oh, good.
I'm talking hours. And most of Michael's friends are non-needy, so it's ours. But you never know what they're really up to.
Were you a needy kid?
No.
No, me neither.
No.
But
no,
I
don't think my generation was. You couldn't be. You know, we were thrown outside. We were outside all day. We were more self-sufficient than today's generation.
You're right.
Much more so.
I did spend a lot of time talking to parents as a kid. I like
oh,
that.
You did?
I like grown-ups, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rob is totally the type of kid that would show up at the house even if the kids aren't home. Just to talk to the parents.
Come and say hi to that new neighbor.
That might have happened.
So we go, they're not 90, and what they were doing was they were, he was revisiting the dog walking business that he likes, and they put together a flyer for the neighborhood, and they got two clients on Saturday, and it was really stormy down here, so they did their dog walking right in the middle of the storm, which is pretty dangerous, but you know, they were,
especially if it's a metal dog.
It was a metal dog that got it really was cool. But they tanked my printer.
Yeah.
But they made like $30 in an afternoon, and they were really excited about it. And then
that almost pays for ink.
It almost pays for ink.
And this reminds me, we should thank our announcer, Dog Walker, who does all of our stuff.
Dog Walker. So at the end of this whole, and they're bringing out the flyer to show it, and that's not needy. That's just, look what we've done. I say, hey, that's cool. Knock
yourself out. How does it look? Are there pictures on it?
Oh, it's phenomenal. Yeah. It's a great flyer. And then after the day was over, someone's going down, and they both come out, and they stand in the doorway, and they're both, you can always tell when a kid wants something or is going to ask for something, because they assume a subservient demeanor.
And they hover.
There was no hovering. They just came around and say, when I get dad, there's the tone right there. The dad.
Yeah.
And they're both standing next to each other.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. Mm-hmm. And, but it's a totally, with my schedule, a completely reasonable request. Dad, tomorrow morning.
Dad, wake up.
Dad, tomorrow morning.
Dad, stop coughing.
We want to go to Walmart early, because that's when the, I wrote them down, that's when the squishy Neato's fidgets come out.
Yeah. I've heard of the squishies.
Yes. Josh knows what I'm talking about. Like they're just a plastic, rubber.
There's lines outside of Five Below for these things.
They are nuts. And so I'm like, I'm going to be up 6 a.m. anyway, even on a Sunday, no problem at all. And
you were planning on standing in line, weren't you?
Hell no. If you're a kid and you ask me anything when I'm conscious that requires me just driving somewhere, you got an 89 to 90% chance of success. Unless I'm in for the evening. You know,
you love to drive. You really do.
I don't mind hauling them around. Right. I do most of the driving for school pickup and practices and stuff. Doesn't bother me a bit. I like sitting and watching them.
That era of childhood is great, because if you can get two of them in the car together and you play it quiet, you hear the best stuff.
Yeah.
Because they're talking and they're excited. It's a fun thing
excited,
to do.
Well, they are excited. And he rolls in maybe 7 o'clock. I was sleeping. I had gone back to sleep, and I was kind of out on Saturday morning. And it's up. Get over there. I know what I have to do. And we roll out to the Mart of Wall.
Mm-hmm.
And as we roll into the Mart of Wall, I just drop them off at the front, and they're off. And And then I circle around, and I park in the handicap spot sideways so that if anybody comes by, I can zip right out. But nobody comes by at that hour of the morning. And I wait, and I wait, and it's going a long time. And when it goes a long time, that one thing about kids, if they are in a store looking for something and it's not there, it's instant. They're out that door like in 5 seconds, but obviously they found something. And finally, I think 10 minutes goes by, 15 maybe. And through the doors, if I had a video of this and I could have slowed it down, it would resemble it. They are
running with a face of ecstasy.
And they had 30 and I gave them 20. So they had a windfall for these cheap plastic things.
How much they cost each?
$5.
Okay. All right.
And they're coming out like doing this. Like they have hit the mother load. And then you would think of the two, who's got the greedy chip? Well, of course it's my kid.
Yeah.
Because this is because under the heading of you can never get enough of what won't satisfy you, there's a picture of Omera's there. You know, it's like, keep going, keep going, keep going. And so,
it's not anything you've taught him. It's in the blood.
No, and it's he said, Dad, can we go early to the Target? And I'm like, I said, you got like $7 left.
Mm-hmm.
And so he manages to pry another 10 bucks out of my hands and the 7 he's got, and it's off to off to the target.
Now, this is more of an investment because you're not land adjacent to a target like you
no,
are
this
to Walmart.
Is driving up the road. This is 15 minutes up the road
right.
to the Target. And, I don't go to Target a lot. I don't like the experience. So I used to argue vehemently that Target was so much better than Walmart. Well, now the one right around the corner is the Mart of Wal, which still sucks.
Yeah, but and you've gotten to know it. That helps.
By the way, I didn't go into the weeds about this printer issue this morning because I'm so done with it. That's why I decided to destroy my printer. But I'm telling you that I opened up one of these little packets of the ink cartridge.
Oh, they come wrapped in foil, hermetically sealed. Yeah.
You see they've got one, two, three yeah. colors on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened it up and inside, there's a black one too. So there are four okay. cartridges and three of the four were wrapped. The one that was empty, the magenta one,
yeah,
was unwrapped.
So it was a return.
And it looked as though this had been ripped.
Well, then there's no reason for you not to return it.
I'll
exactly.
return it. I plan on fishing out from the wreckage the printer cartridges that are there. And it's
I foresee like an episode of The Pit with you going in there trying to extract the ink cartridges.
Right. So they come out of the Target. Much, much quicker time. And all they have are carrots. And they're hysterical because they're both carrying these squishy
carrots. I thought you meant like
and it was just, at that hour, it's 7:30, quarter of 8, 8 o'clock maybe, 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning. And I'm saying to myself, and I don't want to be ridiculously sappy here, but I'm saying to myself, there's just nothing quite as good. There's nothing quite as innocent. There's nothing quite, and this innocent is going to be gone in about an hour. So
But they couldn't bring you one. They didn't bring you a squishy carrot.
I'll mess around with his when he hands it to me. Not after he's been in school all day with all the little nose pickers on it all day long. I don't want to deal with that.
You have another word that involves beaters that I always enjoy. But yeah.
That'll be for older, or maybe not.
I don't want to sully the innocence.
Yes.
But when you buy that many squishy things, he's got to be thinking of reselling them.
Maybe, but I'm not 100% sure. You know,
because why would he need three carrots?
Well, if you
fill no, they've up got a two carrots. Case, they've got two carrots.
Nice, you got a nice squishy pillow if you fill up a pillowcase.
Oh. Is this something? Some insight you want to offer on this?
No,
you're
insight.
Just moving it around. So it's just it's just sweet. It's sweet, and the dog walking thing is sweet. It's like having a lemonade stand, and mm-hmm. I think he's done it like three different times with three different kids, and then it just goes by.
Keeps losing the dogs.
Yeah, it keeps the dogs just go missing. You know, maybe he's like Jeffrey Dahmer. I don't know. Maybe he's got that
Jeffrey
situation
Dogmer.
Going. Dogmer. Am I right? Hold on a second. Stop it.
Oh, is that the Squishy Factory calling you?
No, it's not. The other thing I wanted to say, and I don't mean to put the kiss of death on a particular baseball team, but
oh no,
my 2026 baseball prediction, the Orioles will be much better this season than the Boston Red Sox. Much better.
I think that's right.
See, he's filled with optimism,
no,
and he should be.
Yes, I am.
I haven't even been following it. How have they started? How is their opening to the season been?
2-1.
2-1. Red Sox 1-2. And I think that's the way the season's going to go, in my humble opinion, because I think the Red Sox didn't do diddly biddly in the offseason.
Have you been watching the games?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like, I love the balls and strikes challenge.
The balls and strikes, the only thing I think ought to be true is it ought to be permanent. I think they ought to be able to do it. But then I guess if they did it that way.
I missed the homeowner. What is balls
I'll tell you
strikes.
In a second.
Okay.
If they did it that way, Josh, then it would probably be every call. You can't have that, right?
Well, you can. The way you do it permanently is it's just in the umpire's ear, and every time it tells the umpire what it is, and he gives the symbol. So he doesn't make the decision. That's how you do it permanently.
I think maybe that might be a good idea.
So is that a computer way to read the
yeah, pitch? Yeah, it's a computer program that measures where the ball is in the strike zone.
Ah.
And they get how many challenges do they get? Three?
I think they get three, but then they only lose a challenge if it's wrong, so they can keep it out.
So they get three? Same kind of thing with football.
Yeah, but baseball has done it where it's so fast.
Yeah, I mean,
the player taps in their head. They quickly say, "All right, yeah, it was a strike."
And what's cool in baseball is that on the scoreboard they post the video of it, and everybody reacts at the same time when you see whether the ball is inside or outside the strike zone, and it ends up being part of the game, a big part of the game, and it's fun. And that's the thing that's really good, that it's actually fun to see, hey, did my my guy's challenge work or did it not work? And I think that's really cool. I really enjoy that. I enjoy that part of it.
You're going to like it, Josh, this season with the new scoreboard at Camden Yards.
Oh, tell me about that. So you haven't been yet to Camden Yards, but that, even from a distance, I actually dove in and tried to find more video. And by the way, you know, it's amazing what you can't find. You know, you think the Orioles PR department would like put out a decent video of that being revealed? No.
They would have done it if they had hired Josh.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Thank you.
Right. Mm-hmm. It might have had some issues with the governor being booed as they unveiled it.
That's really true. Might have caused some issues.
Yes. Yeah. But they did a cool. They did.
Now, hold on. Hold on. Democratic governor?
Yes.
Of course. You wouldn't have mentioned it otherwise. Go ahead.
But anyway, I would have mentioned it either way.
No, you wouldn't have. No, you would not have. Look at the joy. Democrat governor. And that's the way they say it, Rob. You know that. Democrat, not Democratic.
Yeah. What's his name, this governor?
Moore. Westmore.
Westmore.
Ah, Governor Westmore, or is it Wes, like Wesley Moore? His name is Moore?
Moore's the last name.
Okay, because Westmore would be a good name, too.
Boo. Yeah, Westmore.
Are you on any kind of medication today that's causing you to speak like that?
I didn't even mention that I got the good cough syrup, too.
Okay. All right, that's there it good. Is. All right.
Not so, on it. Not this morning, but I got it.
Sorry. They did a neat job unveiling it where they digitally put on the screen an image where they made it for the whole pregame look like the old scoreboard.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they unveil it by showing how massive it is.
Very, so it was, very
they did
cool.
A good job.
Very cool. And it's that's part of the thing too, where you can tell when a team is committed to their fan base. And you can also tell when a organization is complacent. And one of the things that go along with a team winning is stuff like that. I know you might not think it's that important.
You've been asking for a new stadium in Boston for 100 years.
No, not a new stadium, but it would be nice to have these continuing upgrades, and they're doing that at Camden Yards in Baltimore, and that, to me, is an organization that gives it an S.
It is new ownership.
There it is.
New ownership 2 years ago.
Has Fenway gotten rid of the troughs yet?
The P troughs?
Yes.
I'm not even sure whether they have. I would imagine.
They're gone.
They're gone.
The last time I used one was at a Meriwether Post Pavilion.
Now, what Rob's referring to, in case you're not in the know, is the it's a urinal that is a collective urinal that goes left to right. And so if you are peeing at the end of the row on the right, you're going to be watching everybody else's pee go by you.
I've made so many friends.
Hopefully you get it early enough that there's still plenty of ice. So it just covers
it. Oh, I forgot about the ice.
Yeah, they have ice too, which is a real deodorant, putting ice in it. And by the way, when I explained it
to my stepson last week, I was telling him about
when I'm in those when I'm in those it. Places, I like to go, just stand there, and if there's a guy next to me, I like to go, hi.
as long as you don't move your waist, also.
Well, you know, it's basically a one-handed activity, so I like to put my arm around the guy next to me.
Maybe one-handed for you.
Oh, big spender. Oh,
come on. You know what I have to wrestle with.
Don't let it touch the ice, Mike.
So, there's my prediction. I don't know whether the Orioles are going to finish, in the money or not, but I think they are going to finish better than the Boston Red
Sox.
It's
too early to get your full, statistical prediction, but
Red Sox are going to suck.
Will they be able to close out the season 500?
Oh, yeah, 500. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I think Red Sox will be third place, and I think they'll make it into the playoffs still.
I think they suck. I think they could have been much better, and I think they missed out on the player they needed to get, and that player was acquired by the Baltimore Orioles, Pete Alonso.
Mm. Yeah. It's pretty nice. Look at how smug
he
is.
Look at his smug look. Oh, look, Mike, at how, look at him. He's very smug because he knows I'm right. He knows I'm right.
It's his favorite thing. Yes.
I also know, when was the last time the Orioles were the team with the big hot star? I know.
It's great. You got Pete Alonso, and we got Caleb Durbin.
I would like to, at this point, predict.
It's all 3 feet of him.
March 30th, 9:19 a.m. Eastern Time, the Boston Red Sox are going to be the world champions this year. Guaranteed. No,
you're not taking my thing. That's my thing. And I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it this year. And there are not many years that I don't say they're going to win the World Series.
Mike is
well, it usually comes Orioles about year. The All-Star break.
Mm-hmm. I used to say it like before 2004 also. It's fun. I like this. I really do. Oh, my. We're up on a break.
Oh, my God, the break.
Sorry about that, but we don't have any news coming up. Yes, I'm going to try to cobble it together because that's what I do. That's the thing what young broadcasters ought to realize. When you have an opportunity, you do the very best you can. We'll be right back, everybody. You know that we love Soul, and with good reason. They make delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products with precise dosing, clean ingredients, and formulas designed for predictable feel-good effects. They have the amazing out-of-office gummies, the refreshing and delicious out-of-office drinks, and they even have THC oil drops. But now, they have some new products that are truly next level. Soul now has out-of-office mood gummies, three new gummy varieties that are specifically formulated to reset your routine, one vibe at a time. You can get uplift for a little boost, balance to keep things nice and steady, or mellow, because sometimes we all need to take it down a notch. Mood gummies are where it's at. Remember, all of Soul's best-selling out-of-office gummies deliver a customizable calming buzz. It's the easiest way to unwind without the grogginess or next-day regret of alcohol. You wake up feeling rested, relaxed, and ready to go. Josh and Rob swear by them, so don't be a dummy. Buy a gummy. Bleh. Give yourself the gift of a healthier unwind at the end of your day. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hit the news. We're ready to go.
All right.
Go, go, go.
This is a new bit, Josh. It's called Cobbled Together Tidbits.
Yay! We are about a year or so into the great American protein craze. Could this next thing here be the thing that finally kills it? I don't think so, and let me tell you why I don't think so. I don't think so because I'm not averse to this. You might be grossed out. I'm not. People on TikTok are hyping a new trend where you add protein.
Yum.
To your morning by dumping yogurt into your coffee. Some people are even doing it with, we got a super chat. Let me say thank you very much for our super chats. We appreciate it. From Jed. J5JJ58JJ.
I would guess that it's Jedi. Like a Star Wars thing.
Jedi J. 585. Simply love TMOS, and we love you, Jedi J. Thank you very much. So they're doing a trend. You put yogurt in your morning coffee, and some people are doing it with flavored yogurt. The guy who started it is a content creator, and he's a gym guy. His name is Jordan Bernstein. His original recipe was cold brew, Greek yogurt, and coconut water. Now that's making me a little nauseous. Mm-hmm. He since started adding salt and 12 shakes of cinnamon, but I think if you got a vanilla-flavored yogurt, if you want to throw a dollop of that in your coffee,
the tartness, yeah, that's fine.
Makes it more creamy.
It doesn't sound much different than some of the weird drinks at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Bernstein says not to mix dairy and meat.
You can do whatever you want. It doesn't matter to me.
I put a steak in my coffee.
He's not the only one to do it. There's a Vietnamese drink involving coffee and yogurt, which has been around for a long time. The reviews are mixed. The most sensible person in the comments had this to say: just drink the coffee and have yogurt on the side. Aren't I smart? I don't know. I mean, do whatever you want.
It makes sense. If you need protein, get up at 3 a.m. and make smoothies.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Sometimes when you get that, you know, Rob, you never breathe well anyway when you're a broadcaster. You run out of air when you're like speaking so much. And then with your bronchitis.
My faults are multifold.
Well, no, I mean, you know how you do, right? Where Rob will say, well, what I suggest is that you just have.
You know, just put that in an email and send it over to Rob.
Yeah.
If you are flying, you, and by the way, I don't have my thing today, my whoosh. If you're flying.
Oh, I can whoosh you if you want to whoosh.
Oh, can you whoosh me? Please, I believe whoosh so. Me.
Yeah, here we go. And three, two.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're flying soon, it might have crossed your mind to get into the TSA line a bunch of hours early, but airports don't want that. John Glenn Columbus International Airport in Ohio says, no need to arrive 3 to 4 hours early. We promise 90 minutes does the trick. Okay, I got to stop.
It
before. But hold it. The whole stress-relieving idea of getting to the airport early is to take the crap out of it.
Exactly.
And now they're saying, no, we want you to be inconvenienced. Oh, yes. God.
Well, they want people to come in a more, like a regular stream so they can handle it.
Concentrated.
Yeah. And that's taking all the stress off them. When I flew back from Miami, I got to the airport 2 hours, 45 minutes early, I think.
There you go. Perfect. I think that would
and
be great.
I got through in 20 minutes. Yeah. And you know what? I loved having 2 hours.
Because when you got to the airport, it probably wasn't that rush time that your flight
right.
was scheduled at.
Exactly.
All right,
exactly.
Here's what they say.
Don't worry. BWI is saying 4 hours.
Four hours early? We'll yes. see. I think 4 hours early, you're guaranteed to get, you know, that's perfect. And yeah. if you want to totally, but it's still crazy when you think about adding it
Thurgood
on. Thurgood
Marshall, Thurgood Marshall, Baltimore, Washington International Airport says 4 hours.
Here's what they say in Ohio. Arriving too early can actually create longer lines right when we open. Spacing out arrival times helps keep things moving. The airport has
How about organize your people better so you can handle what your job is?
I agree with you.
What if I come the day before?
The airport has been able to keep lines manageable, and it makes sense that everyone arriving right as security opens for the day would create long lines. The problem is, wait a minute. If when they open, it's crack of dawn anyway, and most people don't get there at the crack of dawn.
You're right. You're right.
The problem is some bigger airports have not been able to keep the people moving through checkpoints, and TSA lines at some of them have been more than 2 hours long just to get through security. In fact, some enterprising people are working as a place-holding concierge service.
That makes sense because BWI showed lines outside and like down the pickup area.
Yeah, but we shouldn't be handling this like Pirates of the Caribbean where you hire someone to wait in line for you.
I think it's time to just get rid of it altogether. Go back to 9/11. Just get on the plane.
Yeah, and with everything going on in the Middle East, it's good timing for that.
Yeah, excellent, yeah.
Another entrepreneur is willing to travel to several airports to stand in line, but you got to pay him in advance, and that's more expensive. $600 to $1,200. Depending on how far away the airport is, and he needs a week's notice. Well, he can kiss my Irish bag.
I'll go stand in line tomorrow.
Yeah,
give me a call.
Look, I think the whole problem now with Homeland Security, with the longest partial shutdown in U.S. history, there might be an end in sight, but it depends on how long this is going to go on.
Well, you know? And they all just took their 2 weeks off for Easter. So we at least have two more weeks of this.
Yeah, we have two more weeks. And by the way, when they brought the ICE agents into the airports to help.
Right.
Did the ICE agents actually help with the screening or anything?
No,
Didn't they just stand around looking tough like they do?
Yeah.
That's just, their thing.
They're doing security or whatever.
I saw a lot of them at Hudson News.
Hudson News, where you can get a very overpriced book.
I love the $9 bag of M&Ms.
Absolutely. Yummy, yummy. Love in my tummy. Tiger Woods flipped another vehicle on Friday afternoon. He was driving his Land Rover at a high rate of speed near his home in Jupiter, Florida, when he tried to pass a truck pulling a trailer, and he clipped it, and the Rover ended up on its side. But Tiger was able to crawl out the passenger door. Police said Tiger showed signs of impairment. He blew zero on a breathalyzer test. However, he refused to take a blood test. So there's no word on what. I mean, look, I think there's a good chance perhaps if he was under the influence, it was painkillers.
Sure.
Because of all the crap he's gone through. Doesn't mean it's right.
And he's never had this issue before.
It's constant.
Yeah. It's like his fourth car he's rolling.
Yeah.
Tiger, You're a gazillionaire. Get a goddamn driver, please.
Poor people flip their cars.
Buy a Tesla and let it do the driving. There's more ways to not drive impaired than ever before.
Yeah, precisely.
Guy at the baseball practice the other night said, "You hear about the Tesla that beheaded a homeless guy?" Everybody in America has got stories. Self-driving homeless guy on the side of the highway. The Tesla swerves to avoid a car that jammed its brakes on and hit a homeless guy. Look, don't ask me where I heard it.
Do you think the computer did like a little evaluation of worst case scenario? Do I kill the homeless guy or cause a car accident and take out my driver?
No, I don't think it did that kind of calculation. It just avoided the collision. And collision avoidance with a guy that was on a major interstate maybe resulted in that. But I don't have any real details on that. And I'm not going to start poo-pooing. Yes.
Did you get the Tiger news bite I sent you?
No, I did not.
Okay, I can play it for you now.
Okay, please do. That was Eye of the Tiger. Rob was playing in the background there, which I thought was pretty interesting. I don't know. Look,
more details as they become available.
Tesla or not, Tiger.
Yeah, get a driver.
Let them drive you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Well, maybe he likes to drive fast. I don't know.
Well, this morning I saw that the Secret Service has already banned Tiger from driving the grandkids around because he's dating like a Trump relative or something.
Oh yeah,
and now
he's dating a ex. Isn't he dating the ex of Donald Jr.?
Dating Barron, isn't he?
No, but enough that the Secret Service is involved, and when Tiger's going out with the family, they drive the kids.
Okay,
because they don't trust Tiger to drive.
Let's hit that whoosh. Thank you for doing one more time today. Tiger Woods. Rob Schneider, really
not funny.
Well-known nozzle.
Yes,
he thinks he's got it all figured out now that he's going full political.
That was his angle, right? Yeah.
This is his thing, latest thing that we need a draft. We need everybody at 18, according to Rob Schneider, to serve their country. He believes that every American should begin 2 years of mandatory military service when they turn 18. Here's the rub. He's never served in the military.
Of course not.
Yeah, but he has managed to tank a lot of really, really potentially funnier movies.
Yeah.
One, I remember, The Wrong Missy, where he just chewed the scenery up. You know, when you have a
He was the boat captain.
With the fingers chewed off.
Yeah.
And of course, that you know, that's a funny bit anyway. And you know what makes it funnier? Makes it funnier if you try to, like, ignore it.
Underplay it.
But Rob Schneider was... practically waving it
like
at the
Dennis
at the
Murphy
camera.
Does.
But Dennis owns it because it's real.
Because it's real. He's ruined so many Adam Sandler joints. Because
he's terrible.
For some reason, Adam Sandler remains faithful to Rob Schneider. I don't get it.
He thinks that it'll unite people to serve, regardless of race, creed, or religion. It would also teach them physical fitness. Yeah, because he looks like he's quite a specimen.
Picture of health.
And how truly great their country is. All right, let me ask you this. Do you think this is real, this pandering to the red, white, and blue, the waving the flag, or do you think he's just trying to keep his career alive?
He's trying to keep his career alive.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's real because he's going the wrong direction to keep the career alive. Hollywood doesn't like that.
No, he's real. He's just real stupid. Because it's not a good plan.
He's not funny either. He's
never has been. Never has been.
But he's buddies with Sandler, so he gets put in all of Sandler's movies, which is really cool.
But you're right about The Wrong Missy. That was a great movie.
Mm-hmm. I need my swoosh. Sorry about
that. Of course, no problem.
There is a rumor on social media that gas is being diluted to stretch the supply. That's right. They're saying that they are adding. What are they adding? Water to it? I'm not sure.
You can't add water. It wouldn't mix with water.
You can't. It wouldn't work. All right. Let's see.
Kerosene?
Last week, the EPA announced they're planning to tweak the rules for gasoline on May 1st to allow more gas stations to cut gasoline with ethanol. That's what
Oh, okay. All right.
That makes it cheaper, but also yields less power and worse fuel economy in your engine. They say the idea is fortifying the domestic fuel supply and that it's only temporary from May 1st to May 20th. Gas formulas often shift based on season, and this cheaper gas doesn't have a noticeable impact on most power cars, newer cars, but it is harsher on the environment because it creates smog in hot weather. So basically, this is more about relaxing environmental rules to try to keep gas prices down. That's what they're trying to do.
But with less power, with your cheaper gas, you're buying more gas.
Yeah.
So you're not helping anybody.
This is true.
I usually add to my diesel to make it go a little further, olive oil, but not extra virgin olive oil, just regular olive oil.
I think I saw you in Mad Max.
Yes, you did.
Olive oil to the gasoline.
It's a run so fast it'll curl your hair. Swoosh, please, Rob Spiewak. Finally, today, there is nothing subtle about stealing a Bud Light truck.
No.
And nothing subtle about leading police on a high-speed chase while driving one, a 41-year-old man in Indiana. His name, Randall Baker.
The Bakers.
The Bakers. Hey, this is Kippy and Randall. These are my kids, Randall and Kippy. Come on, smile for the camera.
And the wife, Libby.
Libby Baker. So, Libby Baker. Hi, I'm Barry Baker. This is Bobby Baker. And, well, there's our black sheep, Randall Baker.
Oh, Randall.
He stole a Bud Light truck, a semi. Unclear if he had some kind of master plan or if he was just thirsty, but he refused to pull over when the cops chased him. He led them on a chase. Always a little scary when you have a chase in a semi truck. Before eventually he hit a sheriff's vehicle and crashed into a field. Thank God. No one was seriously injured. No word on how the beer is doing. Randall's blood alcohol level was a little more than Tiger's. It was 0.103, which is over the legal limit. He was charged with attempted murder because those trucks can kill you.
Sure.
Also auto theft, criminal recklessness, resisting arrest, reckless operation of a tractor trailer, and DWI. And not getting that Bud Light to where it's supposed to go. Come on.
A lot of cheap people that are still thirsty.
Cheapos. Come on. That's got to get to Oriole Park. He just fell down there. It's got to Oriole Park at Camden Yards with their big new scoreboard. Look at that.
I saw a sign up there that said, oh, no, Bud Light's going to be late.
I saw a vendor. They had. I watched a lot of clips of Camden Yards for opening day this past week. And I like the guys throwing the National Bow. Natty Bow throwing. Oh, it might have been Yingling. I think it was a candy. Here's your Yingling.
Oh, Josh, I wanted to ask. It was a little chilly. Did they still have the guy with the hose at Camden Yards, or is it too cold?
They did.
Even when it's cold?
For opening day, they had the new coach of the Ravens out there spraying people.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
That's fun.
That's simply charming. We will take a break, and when we come back, it's what happened to you this weekend. That's what I do when I don't go over stuff with the guys before the show because I'm smashing a computer. A printer! We'll be right back, everybody. Well, children, gather round. The weather is getting warmer, and that means that the bugs are coming. Critter City, sweetheart. Now, I'm known as a do-it-yourselfer, so I do not pay top dollar for a crooked pest control company to kill my bugs and my wallet. I use Pesty. Aha, Pesty is do-it-yourself pest control. Their kit makes it so easy, it only takes a few minutes to apply. And with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment. $35, you'll get a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. The kit includes a reusable electronic sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide gloves, and instructions. Follow these glorious instructions, and you can complete your application around your house in less than 10 minutes. I've done it. Rob's done it. We love it. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs. Plus, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. The pesticides they ship have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. That means it kills ants, but your uncles stay alive. Best of all, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Keep the bugs away with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Pesty, it's the bestie. Hey, cue the jingle singers, everybody. Come on now.
The Michael Mara Show. TMOS.
Welcome back to the show. How was your weekend, fellas?
Mine was nice.
Okay. Besides being in the urgent care center, or you didn't go to the urgent care center. You went somewhere else, didn't you?
Well, it's called Patient First, and it's in a parking lot.
What is it?
It's, a rapid care clinic.
Okay,
staffed with doctors that they're open 24 hours.
I go to clinics. Tommy Newsom.
Yeah. They're not open 24 hours a day, but they're open 365 days a year. And if you have something urgent, you want to go there. I wanted to get my cough fixed.
That's good. And you like driving around in your automobile, you know?
This is so funny. I bought the car back around almost between Halloween and Thanksgiving. I've only had access to my car for like 3 weeks because I've been out of town. And even when I was in town, we had that massive blizzard up here that crippled the entire city. So I've been loving driving it around. I adore
this car.
Let's
just point out his diesel. He purchased pre-Iran war. All right. So let's make that really clear. It's not like he bought it and then an hour later, gas prices went through the roof. He bought it pre-Iran war.
But he did buy it post-World War II and still bought a German car.
Well, a lot of people buy Volkswagens after the war. A lot of people have done that.
Guy was talking to me over the weekend that has a Ford F-150 hybrid.
Yeah.
And he's got a 30-gallon tank, big tank like those trucks have, and he's got a 600-mile range with that hybrid. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
God, that would get me through a year and a half.
That's neat, isn't it?
Yeah, it would.
I mean, not in the old days it wouldn't.
No. But I'm driving around my car and I'm realizing things like I don't know how to turn the wipers on because I've not been in it that much. We got some rain this weekend.
Oh, hold on. I got to say this from the comments. Yeah. I don't know if it's true or not. Joel Rosenbaum writes us, I was on a Southwest Airlines flight from the San Francisco Bay Area to Los Angeles several years ago. A flight attendant, tell me whether you think this is true or not. Flight attendant made an announcement that there was a celebrity on the flight and he was not to be bothered. When I got off the flight, I noticed Rob Schneider sitting in the front and I just chuckled to myself.
I guarantee it's true. Guaranteed.
Wait.
But what, you would tell a flight attendant to?
Yes, if you're a dick.
Or was it just an announcement to the pilots? Or was it a whole plane announcement?
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it would have to be to the whole plane. Yeah, because
but if it's to the whole plane, don't say there's a celebrity, because then everyone's wondering who. Say, Rob Schneider's in the front, leave him alone.
Well, you know, everyone knows when a celebrity's on a flight because you have to go through first class when you board, and first class boards first. My dad and I were on a flight once with Al Gore, and nobody bothered him, but we all knew he was up there. It was very cool, but I'm not going to bother the guy.
Have you been on flights with other famous people?
Well, you.
That's so sad. That's so pathetic.
No, I think one of the most exciting ones, we saw Bobby Brown and Whitney in an airport.
On our flight.
We were not on the flight with
them. They shut down a store so that Bobby and Whitney could go through the store themselves.
It was a drugstore.
I totally understand that how you have to do that sometimes. Because otherwise they would never be able to leave their home.
But Rob Schneider would be the kind of guy that would think he has the ice to make that announcement. I don't want to be bothered.
I would be stunned to see that. But he's a nozzle. Yeah. I bumped into him at a Super Bowl Maxim magazine party.
Have been thriving in that environment.
No, you know what? He was actually kind of small potatoes back then. He was really not being fawned over.
Okay.
You know, the people that were being fawned over were models that model for Maxim.
Yeah, but was he the you can do it guy then?
I'm not sure what he might have been.
He was probably in his making copies era.
Right. I'm trying to think. I don't know. I was going through a tough time at that period of my life, and I know that I had an alcohol-fueled line that I would approach some of these Maxim models with.
Yes.
I forgot what it was, though, but it was funny at the time. Probably not as funny now, but something like, you don't remember me, but we met, something like that.
Oh, yes, I remember that. Yeah, you were slick. Yeah.
Do you remember me? Or something like that,
I was afraid it was going to be something creepy back then.
No, it wouldn't have been creepy because I was in my late 20s or early 30s.
I don't know, Mike, how you couldn't remember, because we had so much fun at all of those Super Bowl corporate parties.
Just the worst most of the time. They were terrible. All right, we need an update on our egg-tacular. Yes.
I wanted to tell you about the car.
Oh, the car. Well, I thought you because already did.
No, there's actually a story behind it.
Behind your diesel?
When I bought it.
There's
it
an odor came, behind it. That's for sure.
That's for sure. And it has a cute sound. The engine doesn't sound like it can do a lot. Because when you're just. Yeah. But when you punch it, it moves. Anyway, when we bought it, the one price point that we argued was it only came with one key fob. And I think it's really stupid to have one car key.
Yeah,
because
I agree.
Yeah. And I said, this thing obviously came with two when it was new. I need to have a second key. And they went back and forth, back and forth. He kept telling me how easy it was to get one made. And I said, then you do it, because I don't want the hassle. I don't want it to be wrong.
And
you
it's a fob,
it.
Right? It's not a key. It's a fob. It's not easy.
It's not at all.
No. Because
it locks
and it's
it unlocks.
And it's expensive.
Mike, you don't know how expensive it is.
I do know how expensive it is.
It locks, it unlocks, it starts the car, it has the panic button, it opens the trunk. It's a great piece.
It's a key fob. Right.
But we agreed that...
Never had a key fob before?
Rob, have you had a fob before?
I have had a fob. A fob with two Bs. Okay. But this is... You know what? This might
it's
be
like
the first one...
It's like you were explaining it like you've never seen one before. Like
no, this might be the first one that... This might There's be the first buttons. One that starts the car. I don't know that I've ever had a car.
You got a remote start?
Yeah.
That's
really
even
cool.
That's even a more expensive feature.
So eventually what happened is I said, you guys handle it. Everything was done but the signature. And it was $300. And they said, if I took care of the key fob, they'd knock $300 off. If they took care of the key fob, add it in. I said, you know what? You guys do it. So we did it, and three times a locksmith has come to my house, and three times the locksmith was unable to duplicate the key because it is a complicated...
What do you mean a locksmith?
A guy that does locks.
You got to go to Volkswagen and order it.
No, like car locksmiths can come and do it.
Yeah.
And they can program it to your car.
Well, ostensibly they can, but this guy couldn't. After three tries,
he have a fob?
He did each time, and he didn't have the
prop. Did it look like the fob to your...
It was new. It was, what do they call it? New out of box. It was a genuine Volkswagen fob.
Okay. All right.
But he couldn't pair it, and he tried three times. And so he said, I can't do this. This is a rare car. This is out of our league. You're going to have to go to a Volkswagen dealership. And so I called my guy, and the salesman really thought he was done with me at this point. And he said, yeah, I guess we'll take care of it. I'll call you this week. Didn't call me Monday. So I texted him Monday night, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with no reply. And so on Sunday, I went to a record store to try to sell records. It was a horrible experience. I'm not going to do that again. But I was pissed. And I left.
So you went to the record store and you couldn't sell records?
I sold a couple things, but too low.
Were they dicks?
Yeah, they were.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know what? In retrospect, I don't blame him. He's running a business. He can't pay what this stuff is worth.
I know.
But I was pissed when I left. And so I said, I'm not far from the dealership. I'm going to go in.
Yeah.
So I drove in, and he was at his desk. So he saw me the second I walked in. He saw me.
He saw you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I got the dry mouth.
All right.
So
go ahead.
Automatically he tries to not make eye contact. And then I come up to him and I say, Mo, because that's his name. He said, Mr. Spiewak. I said, are you okay? He said, yeah, why? I said, I've been texting you all week. I thought you'd been fired or you were sick or something. I never heard
it's a good angle.
A word from you. Everything's good. He said, yeah, I saw your text. I said, did you? He said, yeah, last night. I said, I've been texting you all week. And he says,
such dicks.
And he really was hoping it was just going to go away. And so we got it resolved that I will be going to the Volkswagen dealership owned by Tara Lindsay this week. And Mike, it is a $700 to $800 fee to get it done.
There it
is. Which is 10% of what I paid for the car.
Yeah.
And I'm not paying 10% for a key fob. So we're going to get it worked out. But the most satisfying thing as I was leaving, and he's not a slicky boy. He's a nice guy, but he's not a slicky boy. And he was not anticipating this conflict. And I said, Mo, thanks for taking care of it. You know I'll call you Monday morning. And in the future, even if it's bad news, text me. Text me. It's not going to go away. You have to reply to your clients. And he said, yes, Mr. Spiewak, I guess you're right. But it was such a great homina moment when he saw me coming through the door. It erased the bad record store experience.
So, I'm not sure why, because it might not necessarily be 100% markup, but those fobs, my God.
I think it's the chip that they put in them, and I think they set the price point to stop, like, thievery and stuff. Make it
and
more
keep in mind, even after you get the computer programming, they still have to grind the key.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on there.
Well, I mean, do you have a keyless start?
I do, but you also have, in case the battery goes down, you can pop out a key,
a valet key.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a lot going on, but it made me very happy that I stuck to my guns in the car.
So have you ordered your new fob?
I will know today. What day I go over
keep
to Terry
us posted. I like to find out about stuff like that, you know?
And I would keep Mo up to date. I would just keep texting him.
Every day? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mo. I hope you have a great day at work today.
The Mo is not short for Maureen. Is it by any chance short for Mohammed?
I'd say that's a safe guess.
We will take a break, and we'll come back to talk about eggs right here on the Mike O'Mara Show to Wobo.
Friends, a quick warning. Beware of the takers. You know the type. They listen to the free show Monday through Thursday and give nothing back. Tisk, tisk. For shame. But us, we're different. We're the givers. We give you the bonus show every Friday. We've got the goods, unfiltered, unrestricted, all access and fun. Because more access means more laughs. You deserve the good stuff, the extra stuff. We're talking TMOS extras. Unpredictable bonus content you won't find anywhere else. Or go big with the commercial free feed, complete with the bonus show every single week. Sign up today because your bonus subscription keeps this whole party rolling. You fuel the fun, and we keep it coming. So smash that bonus show tab at MikeO'MaraShow.com and jump in. The water's fine. Be a giver. It feels great, and the laughs are guaranteed.
Yep. Nobody's going to be printing with this anytime.
Mike, it looks like when you hold it like that, it really looks like an accordion.
I'd like to pull it apart like an accordion.
Play Lady of Spain.
All right. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. All right, so we have to find out. I would be, look, the thing about the size of this podcast is that we have to, more often than we'd like to, we have to goose people.
Yes.
Right? We're not Theo Vaughn. We're not Joe Rogan. We have to, we have to work for it. We have to work to get audience participation on stuff. Now we're doing a fundraiser. We're getting people to buy eggs, and I don't do what I used to do all the time, which is what's the update? I wait till we're on the show and it comes up, and then I talk to Josh, but Josh knows all those numbers as far as how many people are buying eggs. Let me ask this. The egg purchases. Do we have enough to make it interesting on Thursday's show?
There's enough for each of us. We'll have to put some eggs on.
Multiple eggs, you think?
Yes. At the moment, there's a couple. Per person.
But it's not crazy. So we need to promote it a little bit, right?
Yes.
But that's people.
What
do we have to do? Do we have to open a vein? Is that what we have to do? Do we have to open a vein? Come on, pony up some money so we can have the more eggs, the more fun it's going to be. All right, I knew it would be
how
like
many,
this.
How long have you been saying that?
Yeah.
The more eggs, the more fun.
Right now, I don't know what I'm going to do with my other 10 eggs.
Yeah, because they come in lots of 12.
So yes. Dirk Fastrick bought the eggs and nobody else did.
No, someone else did as well.
One person. Two people. F***ing two people.
Language, please.
I mean, really? At the moment, there are
two eggs per each of us.
All right. It's embarrassing. You know, I want to do a bunch of eggs. I really, really want to do. I mean, you know, come on now.
It's not much of an egg-tacular with just two.
It's really not much of an egg-tacular.
It's more of a boutique sort of bit.
So, you know, let me see. Will one egg have a key to the power portion? That's funny. We want more eggs purchased. We need at least five per host.
Yeah, I agree.
Or a total of, so that'd be 5, 10. We need at least 15 more eggs to be sold.
I think it would be better if we had 36 eggs total, a dozen per host.
Well, I'd be happy if all 36 went to one host.
Yes.
Me too.
And would that be you? No. Here's the thing. I would be happy. Look, if we don't get 15, then we are returning the money.
Okay.
We are returning the money. We are going to do a money back situation because I don't want to come in here and just crack two eggs on my head. It's embarrassing.
Well, I don't want to clean up the mess for just two.
For just two.
Yeah.
You know, we want an egg. It's not an egg-tacular with two eggs per host.
Yeah.
And I hate to get like this. I really thought it was a nice idea. And Mike, I thought people would think it was funny. Buy an egg.
It's a great idea. And you know what, folks? It's Holy Week.
You know, I don't like the price point. I don't like the price point. Why? I want to knock it down to $50. I want to knock it down to $50 and we can return the 25 to the other people. But we have to get at least 15 to do that or we blow the whole thing up. Because I don't do this very often, but in certain things, you know, it's one thing with the cruise where, you know, there's a real rainbow at the end of things and it's a delight. But yes, you were going to say something.
Well, I was going to say, how about we lower your eggs to $50?
It's not equitable that way because then I would be the only one smashing the eggs.
And I like that. I'm not excited.
Josh is really.
He doesn't want to do the eggs.
I'm regretting agreeing to do it. I will, but I'm not excited about doing it.
That's why I wish that all the people
Mark,
bought
thank
eggs
you very
for
much.
Josh.
We appreciate that. Mark's in at $50. We appreciate everybody buying it. $50.
Mm-hmm.
See, immediately you get that $50 an egg, and that's cracked on the host of your choice. And if it's and if it's 15 for one guy, hi. Hi.
You said 15?
Huh?
We can drop it to $20 and get the eggs moving.
No.
No, no, he's saying 15 eggs.
If 15 eggs. 15 we are
eggs,
dropping the price
$15.
To $50.
All right.
The people that purchase the eggs at $75 can indicate whether they want to maintain that price point for a donation for the show or they can get their $25 back. That's the way that works.
And, you know, I love everybody on this show. I truly do.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh is a good, dear friend. But the very fact that he's dragging his feet, people, I think that should be considered when you choose your egg purchase.
$50 eggs now on the Eggtacular for Thursday for Holy Week.
Holy Week, Mike.
Holy Week. We will be doing our little Eggtacular.
I'm dropping the price right now.
Okay,
great.
$50 an egg. Everybody can hop in and just it's a fundraiser.
It is for Holy Week.
We need help sometimes. Come on.
And we'll be doing it on Monday, Thursday.
On Egg Thursday. Eggs Day. That's what, and that's the day we're doing it, right? Thursday?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Holy Thursday.
Holy Thursday.
Holy Thursday, Batman.
Thank you, Mark, for motivating your fellow listeners. We appreciate that. We will take a break. And do you have some beautiful video for us today, Mr. Spiewak?
A whole bucket full.
A bucket full of eggy video.
Yeah.
When we come back, everybody. Listen up. I've got a delicious way to stay strong, healthy, and feeling great. Omaha Steaks. Fuel your routine with premium pre-portioned protein. Hey, I like that. Premium pre-portioned protein delivered right to your door. We're talking handcrafted USDA certified steaks, juicy gourmet burgers, plus chicken, pork, and more. Something for everyone. Right now, get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with promo code MIKE.
at checkout. That's a new code. Don't miss it. Why Omaha Steaks? Well, it's simple. They do beef right. Every steak is perfectly aged for tenderness, hand-cut by master butchers, and backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. They've been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917, and it shows in every bite. And honestly, nothing beats having a premium steak in your freezer ready to hit the grill anytime. Bring on the beef. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality protein straight to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code Mike at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code Mike. Terms apply. See site for details. Everybody, let the eggs begin. Love the fade.
I really do. I think it's so, very, very nice.
Sounds like we generated a little interest there, so I'm very, very happy. Get to it. Somebody says they're having problems with the website, but I mean,
it's
don't
being
worry.
Updated. Just He's hold updating, your horses. Okay?
The man works hard. All right, give him.
You
a
know
break.
What goes good with eggs is steak. And I had my Omaha Steaks last night.
There was a restaurant called Steak and Egg in Washington D.C.
Yes. Fantastic. Yeah. And you know what they served?
Steak and eggs.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
And Jerry you can always Todd. Go to
Jerry Todd.
Head on over to tmos.store because it looks like maybe our website's been hacked again.
Oh no. God almighty.
It's every couple weeks now.
Oh God.
But do tmos.store.
tmos.store. Check it out. That's where you can get your eggs. Take it away, Ron.
Mike, we're nearing the end of March Madness, so if you're feeling less mad, that's why. Mm-hmm. But amazing finish to the UConn-Duke game. I actually peeked in at halftime when there was about a 20-point difference, and I jokingly said to my son, I said, this would be a great time to bet on Duke. Har, har, har. He says, yeah, Dad, har, har. Mm-hmm. And amazingly, in the second half, UConn beat them in an amazing fashion. Remember, at the end of the half, they were down by like 20.
Huskies.
Yes.
Then to Boozer, back for Saar, ahead, Boozer.
Down by two right now.
And stolen by Mullins. Carabat, 2 seconds. Mullins tosses it up. Oh! It's good! We're point three!
Isn't that great?
That is spectacular. I am amazed that didn't pop across my feed this weekend. That is really, really cool.
It was fun to see. And the fact that it had to be a three-pointer and it at the just great was so cool.
Always nice to see a team that's located 20 minutes north of the place of my birth. Thank you.
You didn't go there, though.
I didn't go to UConn. I was not a Husky. No.
Mike, there's a new app. Do you have a Macintosh computer?
I have a Macintosh, so does my wife, and so does my son.
From the Apple Corporation.
Yes, it's a very nice logo that looks like a freshly picked apple off a tree.
Mike, that's clever, and I think you will enjoy this new app. It's called SlapMac.
This is my new favorite app. It's called SlapMac, and... it's... Basically, you slap your Mac and it makes sounds. And there's different sound packs, too, so you can do...
What is she slapping?
The computer.
The computer, yeah.
My favorite thing ever.
We've really come a long way, haven't we?
Yeah. Well, too bad your printer didn't make those noises.
I like that.
S&D.
Mike,
yeah.
I do not like gender reveals. I think they are selfish, and I think they are stupid. And if you're going to make a mess, all the worse.
They make planes crash, too.
I want you to see, Mike. Oh, that's right. Oh, that tape. Oh,
what's that app called again?
SlapMac.
Okay. Thank you.
We had an app like that with one of our former employees.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Hi, Mac.
If you're at the Cheesecake Factory and you're going to explode a balloon full of confetti, please, please, please know how to pop a balloon.
Okay. You ready?
Here she goes. Just has to pop the balloon.
I'm not doing it.
Pop it.
Harder.
Harder. A little harder.
All she has to do is pop a balloon.
But she's doing it the right way. It looks
what's
like.
She doing? What's she doing wrong? What is it?
Okay, she's not doing it wrong.
I think it is a badly prepared balloon. Like perhaps too sturdy.
Underinflated.
Yep, I think so.
No, it looks like it's got plenty of inflation.
Wait, there's other people that are eating and confetti's just going to go everywhere?
Yep, there's that. There's so many layers to this.
Come on, lady, do it. Driving me nuts.
Now we have to fast forward. All this time has passed. The gentleman is going to help.
No, you've got a fork and a knife on that table. You'll be fine.
Here we go. What?
Oh, boo, it's a boy!
That's right, Mike. She's going to give birth to an incredibly stupid boy.
And you know they're not going to clean up that mess.
No, of course not.
I can't find Slap Mac.
Really, you know, maybe it's a British app.
I think, or, oh, that sounded Australian.
Could be Australian.
Hey.
I know that your mom spent some time in care. A facility at the end of her life. My dad did too. And there are things that are important to the people that are living in these facilities, Mike. And sometimes you just have to take it to the council.
And I love happy hour, just like many of you do, I am sure. Just because we are older and live in an assisted living doesn't mean that we should have fewer freedoms than anyone else. Allowing our facility to coordinate this happy hour affords us and our families the peace of mind that we can enjoy life but not be out slipping on the ice to stop and get our box of wine.
She's got her priorities, man. She truly does.
You know what?
What?
Under the guise of watching Landman.
Yeah.
You let those people cut loose.
Let them do what they do.
Do whatever you want. Go crazy. Have fun. Bring the fun to them.
Exactly. They should have an open bar every day starting at 3.
Amen. 100%.
They're not driving anywhere.
Right.
Maybe on the Rascal scooter they are, but they're not getting behind the wheel.
So they take a tumble, hit their head, and die. What does it matter? I mean,
hey,
come
they're
on
all
now.
They're already, if that happens, you're just not assisting their living enough.
Exactly.
Assist them, Mike. Robots. I love those little delivery robots you see around. I've seen them mostly on college campuses, but I have seen them downtown. This is one in Chicago.
You know how you know they're coming?
How?
Robot coming.
Robot coming. So the CTA, the Chicago Transit Authority, they have set up, you know, glass three-sided booths where you can wait for a bus, right?
Good
outfit.
It's
a shelter. Yeah, great outfit. But the robot doesn't necessarily see the glass. Now, this is funny on its own, but watch the eyes of the robot. We close with this. Here he comes. Now, watch close if you can. His eyes blink. Like he's trying to figure out what just happened.
Take it from the top again. I gotta see that through the beginning.
Okay, here we go.
Robot. Here he comes. Here it comes.
And then his eyes blink.
That's awesome. Well, I love
it. It even
that.
Looks like the eyes went wide after him.
Yes. Oh, and Mike, dear. I have to ask, how do you know when a robot is coming?
How do you know? Oh, this way. This way.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. I got to go out and get another printer today. I want in the comments before we leave right now.
Yeah.
We're playing the music. We're this the out. Please, somebody on the comments right now, give me a name, a reco of a cheap printer. I need a reco of a cheap printer right now. Something you've been happy with, you've been satisfied with. I do not necessarily want to avoid going back. I'd like to. Like, I don't want to go to the HP, but I would if there's something
Mike,
out there that's
first
good.
First of all, return that ink. Absolutely put that ink back in the box and return it.
Return the ink, yes.
And I'll tell you, of all the printers I've ever had, my favorite was a Canon. And
a
they
Canon.
Have the best product support.
All right. That's Rolando said best printers are at Radio Shack.
I think
that's
he's lying. True. I think he's lying.
All right, Canon laser print. That's this. That's all I need. I'm very, very happy about that. We got to get out of here. We'll be back. I got to clean up, and we'll be back with a brand new show tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
I love you, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? Are we taking that it from the top? What's going on? That was my mistake. That's all right. We've only done 1,000 shows.
3,621, Mike.
Do you want me to play my sounds or yours?
I'd like for you to play your sounds.
Here we go.
Sunflower seed!
Oh,
he can't keep getting away with it.
Thank you very much.
Well, that was pleasant. Nice of him to stop by, don't you think?